بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Muhammad bin Hamid rahmatullah alayhi says, I was sitting beside Ahmad bin Khadrawiyah rahimahullah before his demise. He began experiencing the pangs of death. He was 95 years of age. Someone then asked him a masala. Tears swelled in his eyes. He said, O son, for 95 years I made an effort to open the door. Now it is about to open. I am worried as to whether it will open in a good or bad way. There is no time for answering now. During this time, his creditors, on hearing about his condition, gathered around him. He was owing them 700 gold coins. He said, O Allah, you have made rahan, that is mortgage, permissible, so that the creditors may be at ease. My existence was a source of ease for them. Now I am going. You fulfill their debt. Immediately someone knocked at his door and said, Where are Ahmad's creditors? The person then calculated Ahmad's debt and paid it. After this, Ahmad bin Khadrawiyah, rahimahullah, passed away. So these type of experiences of death, to have such wonderful moments of death, it is obvious it can only be possible if a person constantly thinks about death, remembers death, contemplates, meditates over death. And this is what is known as muraqabatul maut, to contemplate and to meditate over one's death. And the way to do this, our pious elders tell us that a person should, before going to bed, for a few minutes, just picture that I am passing away, my janazah is taking place, I am being taken to the qabristan, laid to rest in the qabr, and then in the solitude of the qabr I will have to face munkar and nakir. In this way a person constantly remembers his death. As I mentioned at the beginning of this booklet also, the reason for the booklet coming to publication was Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulan Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, once he received a monthly digest by the name of Bayyinat from Karachi. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib bin Nuri rahmatullah's son, Sheikh Muhammad bin Nuri, sent it to Hazrat Sheikh. So that month's edition had some Arabic poetry published therein, which depicted the scenes of death. And the poem gives a very vivid description of how to meditate and contemplate death. Hazrat Sheikh liked the poem very much, and he said to his scribe to include it in his autobiography. But one of the Khalifas was a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Medina Munawara. He suggested that you may include it in your autobiography, but my recommendation is that you print it separately, and because this poem will only take up a few pages, together with the poem, the subject matter of death which you have mentioned in your book, Fadail al-Sadaqat, Virtues of Charity, in part 2 of that book, you take all those anecdotes, incidents, hadith from there, and also include it in this little booklet. So in actual fact, the reason for the publication of the booklet were these few poems, but around them as a sheikh then had interwoven these incidents of death and the hadith of death. We can gauge how important it is to think about our own death. On one occasion, when a janaza was proceeding to the Qabristan, a sahabi, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, was also at the procession. Someone standing by the road asked him, that whose janaza is this? So he replied, it is your janaza. Then Abu Darda saw the man was offended by being told it is your janaza. So Hazrat Abu Darda said, okay, if you feel offended, then consider it to be my janaza. In other words, he was indicating that every janaza that takes place should remind a person of his own janaza, his own mayyit that will take place one day, that today we are taking another person to the Qabristan, soon we will be taken. In this way a person contemplates, meditates over death, which is very, very important. So because the actual purpose of this booklet were these poems, I will read out this one poem in Arabic that shows how a person should meditate over death. Because the poem gives a very vivid and graphic description of all the events of death, what is to take place in the qabr, how a person will be led to the qabristan, how he is buried. So this in turn reminds a person of his own death. The poem is in Arabic. Obviously many people do not understand Arabic. So together with it, I will read out also, there is the Urdu translation and also the English translation, so that both the Urdu speaking and English speaking can understand how to learn and how to practice meditating over death, contemplating death. So I'll read out one page at a time and we do the translation as we go along with each page. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ليس الغريب غريب الشام واليمني إن الغريب غريب اللحد والكفن لا تنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهره بالذل والمحن إن الغريب له حق لغربته على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن سفري غريب وزادي لن يبلغني وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني ولي بقايا ذنوب لست أعلمها الله يعلمها في السر والعلن. The translation: Sham aur Yaman ka musafir dar haqeeqat musafir nahi, albatta gaur aur kafan ka musafir waqiatan musafir hai. The travelers of Syria and Yemen are not in reality travelers. Certainly the travelers of the grave and the kafan are the actual travelers. Kisi ajnabi ko bahalat e ghurbat hargiz na jir ko, zamane ne use zillat aur mashaqqat ke saath khud hi jirak rakha hai. Never rebuke a stranger in his condition of being strange. Time itself has scolded him with disgrace and difficulty. Ajnabi musafir ka haq hai un logon par jo apne ghar aur autan mein iqamat pazir hai. The strange traveler has a right upon those people who are living in their homes and houses. Mera yeh safar andekhe raston ka hai. Mera zyada safar manzil tak pahunchne ke liye nakafi hai. Meri quwwat kamzor ho chuki hai aur maut meri talash mein hai. My journey is on an unfamiliar and strange road. My provision is insufficient to carry me to my destination. My strength is weakened and death is searching for me. Aur mere paas gunahon ka ambar hai jo khud mere ilm mein bhi nahi magar Allah Taala unke poshida aur zahir ko khoob jante hain. I have a heap of sins which I myself do not know. Only Allah Taala knows perfectly my secret and my open sins.
ما أحلم الله عني حيث أمهلني وقد تماديت في ذنبي ويسترني تمر ساعات أيامي بلا ندم ولا بكاء ولا خوف ولا حزن أنا الذي يغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله تنظرني يا زلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بقيت في القلب تحرقني دعني أنوح على نفسي وأندبها وأقطع الدهر بالتفكير والحزن.
الله تعالى كحلم دیکھو کہ ان گناہوں کے باوجود مجھے مہلت دے رہا ہے اور میں گناہ کیے جا رہا ہوں اور وہ میری پردہ پوشی فرما رہے ہیں. Look at the tolerance of Allah Ta'ala, that despite my sins, He is giving me respite. While I keep on committing sins, He continues to conceal my sins. میری زندگی کے لمحات ندامت و گریہ اور خوف و حزن کے بغیر گزر رہے ہیں. The hours of my life are passing without any regret, without any crying, fear and grief. میں وہی ہوں کہ گناہ کرتے ہوئے مکان کے دروازے اچھی طرح بند کر لیتا ہوں. حالانکہ اللہ کی آنکھ مجھے تب بھی دیکھ رہی ہوتی ہے. I am the one who tightly closes the doors of the house when committing sins, whereas the eye of Allah Ta'ala still sees me. آہ, کتنی لغزش غفلت میں سرزد ہو کر داستان ماضی بن گئی, اور کتنی حسرت دل میں اٹک کر میرے لیے آتش سوزاں بن گئی. Alas, how many faults which are committed in negligence have been noted as a story of the past, how many pains have remained in my heart as blazing flames to burn me. مجھے چھوڑ دو کہ میں اپنے نفس پر نوحہ کروں اور زندگی فکر و غم میں بسر کروں. Leave me so that I may lament over myself and pass my life in worry and concern.
كأنني بين تلك الأهل منطرح على الفراش وأيديهم تقلبني كأنني وحولي من ينوح ومن يبكي علي وينعاني ويندبني وقد أتوا بالطبيب كي يعالجني ولم أرى الطبيب اليوم ينفعني سيخرج الروح مني في تغرغرها وصار ريقي مرا حين غرغرني واشتد نزعي وصار الموت يجذبها من كل عرق بلا رفق ولا هوني.
وہ منظر گویا میری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہے کہ میں بستر مرگ پر اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے جان پڑا ہوں اور ان کی ہاتھ مجھے کروٹیں دلاتے ہیں. It seems as if the following scene is before my very eyes. I am lying dead on my deathbed, surrounded by my family, and the hands are turning my sides. ہاں, وہ منظر گویا میرے سامنے ہے کہ میری گرد و نوحہ گروہ کی بھیڑ ہے. میری موت کا اعلان ہو رہا اور مجھے مردہ حالت میں پکارا جا رہا ہے. Yes, the following scene is also before me. People have gathered to lament and cry over me. The announcement of my death has been made and I am being addressed as a deceased. میرے علاج معالجے کے لیے طبیب کو بلایا گیا, لیکن آج طبیب کی چارہ گیری میرے کس کام آئے گی. A doctor was brought for my treatment, but today I do not see the doctor benefiting me. نزا کے وقت میری روح نکل جائے گی اور غرغرا کے وقت لعاب دہن تلخ ہو جائے گا. Shortly my soul will be removed in the agonies of death and my saliva will turn bitter during the final moments of my life. بوقت نزا مجھ پر شدت کے پہاڑ ٹوٹ پڑے اور موت بغیر کسی روح اور رعایت کے رگ و ریشے سے روح کو کھینچنے لگی. The agonies of death have intensified upon me and death without any gentleness or ease has extracted my soul from every vein.
وسل روحي وظل الجسم منطرحا بين الأهالي وأيديهم تقلبني وغمضوني وشدوا الحلق وانصرفوا بعد الأياس وجدوا في شرى الكفن وصار من كان أحب الناس في عجل نحو المغسل يأتيني ليغسلني وأضجعوني على الألواح منطرحا وقام في الحال منهم من يغسلني وأسكب الماء من فوقي وغسلني غسلا ثلاثا ونادى القوم بالكفن.
لیجئے, اب تو روح نکال لی گئی اور میرا جسم اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے حس و حرکت پڑا ہے اور ان کے ہاتھ مجھے الٹ پلٹ رہے ہیں. My soul was extracted and my body lay motionless amidst my family. The hands were turning me from side to side. گھر کے لوگوں نے میری آنکھیں بند کر دی, جبروں پر کپڑا باندھ دیا اور مایوسی کے بعد جا کر فوراً کفن خریدنے لگے. My family closed my eyes, tied a cloth around my jaw and after despondence, they immediately went to purchase my coffin. جو شخص مجھ سے سب سے زیادہ محبوب تھا وہ بڑی جلدی سے جائے غسل کی طرف لپکا اور مجھے غسل دینے کی تیاری کرنے لگا. The person who loved me the most hastened towards the place of غسل, preparing to give me غسل. مجھے تختہ میت پر لٹا کر کچھ لوگ مجھے فوراً غسل دینے لگے. Immediately placing me on the board reserved for the dead, some people started giving me غسل. میرے اوپر پانی ڈالا, تین بار غسل دیا اور لوگوں کو آواز دی کہ اب کفن لاؤ. Water was thrown over me, I was washed thrice, and people were told, now bring the coffin.
وَأَلْبَسُونِي ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا وَصَارَ زَادِي حَنُوطِي حِينَ حَنَّطَنِي وَأَخْرَجُونِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَوَا أَسَفًا عَلَى رَحِيلٍ بِلَا زَادِي يُبَلِّغُنِي وحملوني على الأكتاف أربعة من الرجال وخلفي من يشيعني وقدموني إلى المحراب وانصرفوا خلف الإمام وصلى ثم ودعني صلوا علي صلاة لا ركوع لها ولا سجود لعل الله يرحمني.
اور مجھے بغیر آستینوں کے چند کپڑے پہنا دیے اور کافور لگایا. لیجئے یہ بھی کافور میرا توشہ سفر ٹھہرا. They covered me with a few sleeveless garments and camphor became my provision when they applied it upon me. اور اب انہوں نے مجھے دنیا سے نکال دیا. ہائے رے افسوس, سفر پر جا رہا ہوں مگر نہ توشہ ہے نہ زاد راہ. الیس, now they have taken me from the world on a journey without any provision which will convey me to my destination. چار آدمیوں نے مجھے کندھوں پر اٹھا لیا, باقی لوگ رخصت کرنے کے لیے پیچھے چلے. Four persons carried me on their shoulders, the remaining people bid me farewell from behind. مجھے جنازہ گاہ میں لائے, لوگ امام کے پیچھے صف آرا ہوئے اور اس نے جنازہ پڑھ کر مجھے رخصت کر دیا. They brought me to the place where janaza salah is performed. The people formed rows behind the imam and after performing the salah, they bid me farewell. مجھ پر ایسی نماز پڑھی جس میں نہ رکوع ہے نہ سجود, شاید کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھ پر رحم فرمائے. الصلاة without any رکوع or سجدہ was performed upon me so that Allah تعالیٰ may shower his mercy upon me.
وَأَنزَلُونِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِي عَلَىٰ مَحَلٍ وَقَدَّمُوا وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمْ لِيُلْحِدَنِي وَكَشَفَ الثَّوْبَ عَنْ وَجْهِي لِيَنْزُرَنِي وأسبل الدمع من عيني وقبلني في ظلالات قبري لا أمي ولا أحد ولا أبي ولا أخ من يؤنسني وحالني إذ رأت عيناي إذ نظرت من هول مطلع إذ كان أغفلني من منكر ونكير ما أقول لهم قد هالني أمرهم جدا فأفزعني.
اور آہستہ پھر مجھے قبر میں اتار دیا اور ایک شخص نے مجھے لحد میں اتارا. Slowly they lowered me into the grave and one person placed me into the lahad, the hollow portion of the grave. اس نے آخری دیدار کے لئے میرا منہ کھولا, آنکھوں سے آنسو بہائے اور مجھے چوما. He uncovered my face to see me for the last time. He shed tears and kissed me. اور میری تاریخ قبر میں نہ میری ماں ہے نہ باپ نہ بھائی نہ کوئی اور جو میرا دل بہلایا کرے. In the darkness of my grave, none were present, neither my mother nor my father nor my brother to make me feel at ease. یہ تنہائی, یہ تاریکی اور یہ وحشت ہی کیا کم آفت تھی. اچانک میری آنکھوں نے ایک ہولناک منظر دیکھا. This solitude, this darkness, this horror was a small calamity when all of a sudden my eyes witnessed a dreadful scene. Yani munkar nakir bhayanak shakal mein namudar hue. Hai Allah, main unko kya kahun, inki holnaki ne to mere hosh o hawas gum kar diye. The dreadful appearance of munkar and nakir, oh Allah, how will I answer them? Their dreadfulness has rendered me senseless.
وأقعدوني وجدوا في سوالهم ما لي سواك إلهي من يخلصني فمن علي بعفو منك يا أملي أمن على تارك الأولاد والوطن تقاسموا أهلي الميراث وانصرفوا وصار وزري على ظهري يثقلني استبدلت زوجتي بعلا لها بدلي وحكمته في الأموال والسكن وصيرت ابنها عبدا ليخدمه وصار مالي لهم حلا بلا ثمن.
منكر نكين نے مجھے بتلایا اور سختی سے جواب طلبی کرنے لگے, یا الہی تیرے سوا کوئی میرا نہیں جو مجھے اس مخمصہ سے نجات دلائے. They seated me, Munkar and Nakir, and sickly demanded me to answer their questions. O Allah, besides you, there is none to grant me salvation. اے میرے امید, عفو درگزر کے ساتھ مجھ پر احسان فرما, اس غریب مسافر پر احسان فرما جو اہل و عیال اور وطن سب کچھ پیچھے چھوڑ کر آیا ہے. O my hope, favor me with your forgiveness, favor this traveler who has left behind his family and home. گھر کے لوگ واپس جا کر میری میراث بانٹنے لگے اور گناہوں کے بوجھ کی گرا باری میرے پشت پر آ پڑی. Back home, my family divided my estate and the burden of my sins fell on my back. میری بیوی نے نیا شوہر کر لیا اور گھر بار کا حکمران اسے بنایا. My wife took to another husband and made him the head of the house and the goods. اس نے اپنے بیٹے کو نئے شوہر کا غلام اور خادم بنایا اور میرے مال پر مال مفت دل بے رحم کے انداز میں تصرف کرنا شروع کیا. She made our son the servant and attendant of her new husband and my wealth became permissible for them gratis.
فلا تغرنك الدنيا وزخرفها انظر لأفعالها بالأهل والوطن وانظر إلى من حوى الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير الحنط والكفن خذ القناعة من دنياك وارض لها لو لم يكن لك فيها إلا راحة البدن يا نفس كفي عن العصيان واكتسبي فضلا جميلا لعل الله يرحمني يا نفس ويحك طوبي واعملي حسنا عسى تجازين بعد الموت بالحسن ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا ما ضأضأ البرق في شام وفي يمن والحمد لله ممسينا ومصبحنا بالخير والعفو والإحسان والمنن.
In the end, the poet gives us valuable advices. کہ دنیا والو, دنیا کی زیب و زینت سے دھوکہ نہ کھاؤ. اس نے بھی بچوں اور وطن کے ساتھ جو کچھ کیا اس پر نظر رکھو. O people of the world, don't be deceived by the beauty and the glitter of the world. Carefully reflect what it has done to the wife, children and home. دیکھو جن لوگوں نے دنیا بھر کی دولت سمیٹ رکھی تھی وہ یہاں سے کافر اور کفن کے علاوہ بھی کچھ لے کر گئے. Reflect on those who have hoarded the entire world. Have they taken with them anything to the grave from here besides camphor and their kafan? اپنی دنیا سے زود و قناعت لو, اسی پر راضی رہو. خواہ راحت بدن کے سوا تمہیں کچھ میسر نہ آئے. Be content and happy with a little of your world, even though you achieve nothing except a little comfort for your body. اے میرے نفس, نافرمانی سے باز آ اور اللہ کا فضل جمیل حاصل کر. اللہ تجھ پر ضرور رحم فرمائے گا. O nafs, O soul, abstain from disobedience. Earn the beautiful favors of Allah Ta'ala. Definitely Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you. اے میرے نفس تیرا برا ہے, اے میرے نفس تیرا برا ہو تو اپنے گناہوں سے توبہ کر اور کوئی نیک کام کر. امید ہے تجھے نیک کام کرنے کی جزا ضرور دی جائے. O nafs, woe unto you. Repent for your sins and do good actions. There is hope that definitely you will be rewarded for your good actions. پھر ہمارے آقا سرور کائنات صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر درود بھیج جب تک کہ بجلیاں شام اور یمن میں چمکتی رہے Also about send salutations upon our chosen master until the lightning strikes in Syria and Yemen. Aur subah aur sham Allah ka shukr ada kar jo hame khair ki taufeeq deta hai, maaf karta hai aur hum par ehsaan karta hai. And all praise is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala, morning and evening, who gives us the ability to do good, He forgives us and He favors us. So here we could learn the way a person can contemplate, meditate over there. That he gives a description of all the scenes, how a person is taken to the qabr, in the solitude of the qabr, you will be faced with munkar and nakir, and to answer them. It's another very short poem in Urdu. Here also the poet, also similarly, he says that maut ahista akar boli, that death came very stealthily and said, ab chalo saath mere bhai, that come, it is time to leave the world, come with me. Hukme rab se tumhe lena aayi, I have come to take you with the permission of your cherisher. Now you have to come with me, your time is up. Then the angel of death says, why have you become so scared looking at me? Why have you become so restless? Your life has come to an end. Now it is time to go. All your relationships, contacts, connections with the world will now break. Neither will your brother accompany you to the grave, nor your son, nor your parents. You have to leave aside and leave behind everything and come to meet your Creator. Neither will your wealth or money go with you. In fact, you will begin to despise all this money that you hoarded. The only thing that will be of solace, comfort to you in the qabr, are your good deeds that will hold you in good stead. Throw away this ordinary clothing that you are wearing. Now you have to put on 2 or 3 meters of kafan. See everyone for the final time, because it's time for you to depart. When your janaza will be lifted, your children will be crying out, and they will say, alas, today we are parting from our father. Once more look at your children, and take a final look at them, because now you will never see them again. Your wife also is crying in one corner. Allah Ta'ala show raham upon her. You will have to go sleep in a place where your bedding will be made of soil, of sand, and that will be your bedding, that will be your pillow. Insects will come into your qabr and begin to devour your flesh. So now it is time to go. Death has come to take you away. So this is what the poet says in this poem in Urdu. This also I'll read out the Urdu words. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Maut aahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai, hukm rab se tumhe lene aayi, ab chalo saath mere bhai. Kyun mujhe dekh kar dar gaya tu, hoke bechain ghabra gaya tu, zindagi khatm ho gayi tumhari, ab chalo saath mere bhai. Maut aahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai, toot jayega har ek rishta, saath dega na bhai na beta, tu bichhad jayega sab se hai, ab chalo saath mere bhai. Maut aahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai, saath aayega na maal o daulat, unko ho jayegi tumse nafrat, saath aayegi neki burai, ab chalo saath mere bhai. Maut aahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai, phenk de tu ye sare kapde,
جلدی دو گز کفن تو پہن لے, سب سے مل کر تو ہو الوداعی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. موت آہستہ آ کر یہ بولی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. جب اٹھے گا تیرا جنازہ بچے رو کر کہیں گے اللہ, باپ سے ہو گئی اب جدائی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. موت آہستہ آ کر یہ بولی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. دیکھ لے اپنے بچوں کو پھر سے, آخری ہے یہ دیدار ان کی, اہلیہ رو رہی ہے بیچاری, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. موت آہستہ آ کر یہ بولی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. جا کے مٹی میں سونا پڑے گا, تکیا بستر بھی مٹی کا ہوگا, کیڑے کھائیں گے لاش تمہاری, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. موت آہستہ آ کر یہ بولی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. حکم رب سے تمہیں لینے آئی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے بھائی. اللہ کی وجہ توفیق انشاءاللہ ٹو میک پریپریشن فار دا ڈے وین اٹ از ٹائم ٹو میٹ آر کریٹر انشاءاللہ. Wa khazana.